and welcome to
What the Heck?
Strange, Spooky, and Confusing Tales, the podcast about stories that make us go,
What the heck? I'm Victoria Howard.
And I'm Laura Munson, and welcome back to another episode of this weird-ass podcast in beautiful, sunny Fort Mill, Rock Hill area-ish, asterisk, wherever the hell, the northernmost tip of South Carolina, where we can throw a rock and have it land in North Carolina, where we lay our scene.
Oh, okay. That was a choice you made to go.
I did not make a choice. I just kind of spoke.
It's okay.
You told me to take up time this episode.
No. I mean, we'll have lots of banter once I tell the story, but yeah, sorry everyone for having no episode up last week. We were both very,
I know our legions of fans were very upset.
I know. Yeah. Danielle's, like, number one.
Shout out to Danielle. It'll just be a normal day, and then she's like, hey guys, I just listened to What the Heck while playing Animal Crossing and, being an icon, so,
yeah. Ugh, love Danielle.
Shout out to my son, Danielle.
Yes.
Beautiful son.
Well, sorry for that. Both of us had a lot going on.
I really did.
Moving in both of our homes.
Everybody's been moving around. It's been crazy. It is actually a strange, spooky, and confusing time in Rock Hill right now because everybody's moving.
Yes, it is very strange and it's confusing. And I'm seeing so many more people around now because I still live in off-campus student housing. So, you know, everyone's showing up finally. And yesterday, there were about 50 people in the frickin' pool.
That's terrifying.
It was horrifying, and guess what? None of them were at all distanced.
That's scary.
None of them were distanced.
That pool's cursed.
It's a very cursed pool.
We've been new that pool is cursed.
We've been new.
For those of you who have not experienced the pool at Campus Walk Apartments across the street from Winthrop, imagine a shoebox, if you will. Fill it with water.
Mm-hmm. Then fill it with piss.
Fill it with piss. And then, if there's any more room, actually no, even if there isn't any more room, fill it with frat boys.
Yes. Frat boys and
their girlfriends who are way too pretty for them.
Yeah.
Sis, you can
really
do so much better.
Oh my gosh. They deserve so much.
You're down
more.
There rocking that gorgeous swimsuit with friggin' Chad. Get out
Chad
of the
does it, Chad and his beer belly caused by White Claws don't deserve you.
You get out of that piss pool and go get your degree, sis.
Yes.
And live your best life.
Also, if you were unaware, the walk to campus pool, you know, at the apartment complex where I live, the other week we got an email about how the pool was closed because there was too much pee. The pH balances were thrown off because there was too much pee in the pool. So,
I've known about this and it's still killing me.
Y'all, when I got that email, I felt my soul leave my body.
See, she sent me the screenshot of that email because I am now living in a lovely townhouse.
Her post-grad home.
My post-grad home. And I'm just like, oh, it's so sad. The peasants are covered in urine.
There's so much. Oh, it's horrifying. And there's so many people there still, all still peeing in the pool.
It just really makes you think because these are people. You have to live on Winthrop's campus for the first 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So these are juniors and seniors.
Mm-hmm.
They're working towards college degrees. They're all over the age of 20. And they can't control their bladders.
Enough to go to the bathroom.
They peed in a pool.
They peed in the pool.
These people peed in the pool.
They peed in the pool so much that they had to close the pool down for 2 days.
And they also, every other week, we would get an email about, hey, I know we told you last week to stop putting broken glass in the pool, but it happened again, and it fucked up the filter, and we have to close the pool again, and it just, it's really bizarre.
Also chicken bones.
And chicken bones.
Chicken bones. It's a reoccurring problem.
It's a huge problem. One of my friends, actually, she used to live in the house that shared a wall with the pool, and people would throw chicken bones over the fence, and her pup would eat them and get sick, and it was really sad.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, and she had to put this thing on Twitter about, guys, please stop throwing chicken bones into my yard, because my pup keeps getting sick, and that just made me really sad.
Yeah! Wow.
Yeah.
And that's why college students of America are the classiest motherfuckers. The
classiest motherfuckers. What
in the world?
What are they doing over there? It's crazy. It's
I don't know. I feel like there's like two distinct types of college students.
At least in Walk to Campus.
At least at Winthrop, and that is those that pee in the pool and throw chicken bones everywhere, and those of us that don't go to the pool. And those of us that don't go to the pool are the only ones I feel comfortable around.
Yeah, we're the ones who sit up in our apartments, and when we do get belligerently drunk, we don't do anything so stupid that it affects other people.
Exactly.
We are classy enough to just cry on the floor.
On the floor of our own apartments or the apartment of a friend.
Yes, that was me on the apartment floor of my friend.
Me.
All of last year. And then the birthday boy would come over. It's a boy's birthday.
Oh my gosh, it is the boy's birthday.
I don't know if this was going to be your heck yeah, but I feel like we need to just mention it very prominently.
Yes.
It is her cat's birthday.
Yes, it is Kai's fifth birthday. He is 5 years old. If you need some photos of him, you can always check my Instagram.
He is handsome boy.
Beautiful and perfect and an angel, and I love him so much.
He has amazing sock game. He wears the loveliest socks because they are part of his fur.
Yes. And he also has a bow tie that is not part of his fur, but he enjoys it.
Handsome boy.
Very handsome with it.
Handsome boy.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's been quite a bit of the banter, so thank you for taking up all that time. Yeah, I texted Laura earlier and I was like, hey, I realized that my story for this week is kind of short. So let's make sure we have lots of banter going, you know, lots of chats. And I think like, okay, that,
what we've been up to.
And I think that, you know, the story itself is going to call for a lot of tangents and chats. And
yes, I'm very excited for this story.
Yes. So right at the top of this story, I'm going to start off with like a trigger warning for gore. I guess. The removal of body parts.
Fun.
Yeah, so if you don't like those things, you might want to sit this episode out. It's going to get a little weird.
Shelby Emanuel is going to go, damn it.
Well, it's not happening while the person is alive.
True.
Oh,
true.
No.
Put your phone on silently.
It was my laptop. And it was Savannah.
Oh, I love Savannah.
Right? But she mentioned...
Oh. That's unreal.
Oh my gosh.
No one's going to understand except for our inner circle. Wow, we really shouldn't put inside jokes on our podcast.
No, we should not. Yeah, so today I want to tell you about primarily Rasputin's pickled penis.
I'm sorry. Part of me knew that was coming, but the rest, it was a small part of me. The rest of me could not have prepared myself for what just happened.
Yeah, so,
Please tell me about Rasputin's pickled penis.
Of course I'll tell you about Rasputin's pickled penis. I would love to.
Oh, dear.
So, the info I'm telling you about, I got from cultofweird.com in an article by Charlie Hintz. And then also Atlas Obscura in an article by Kristen Winnett. So, if you are unfamiliar, Rasputin was an advisor to the Tsar of Russia up until he died in 1916. So he was like late 1800s, early 1900s, when he was in his prime, you could say. So you may also be familiar with Rasputin because of the iconic 1978 song by Boney M that goes, "Ra ra Rasputin." Wait, I wrote it down. Yeah, Russia's greatest love machine. That's how the song goes.
Russia's greatest love machine.
Russia's greatest love machine. And let me tell you, that is factual. So Rasputin was well known as being a sexually adventurous.
There's some whores in this house.
There's some whores in this house.
Yes.
Yes, he sexually adventurous. And having a lot of sex with a lot of different people, he was rumored to have had affairs with the Tsarina. Tsarina. I think her name was Alexandria?
I believe it was Alexandria.
I believe it was Alexandria.
You're lucky I was recently reading about the murder of the Romanov children because I felt like reading about really sad shit that people did not deserve.
Oh my gosh, that whole thing, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I don't want to get into that because I want to focus on this pickled penis.
This pickled penis.
Pickled penis.
Only fun shit today.
Only fun stuff. So he was, you know, rumored to have all these different affairs. He had affairs with tons of different people. And some people said that it wasn't just women.
Oh. We love a bisexual icon.
A bisexual icon with a pickled penis. There was one woman who said that after having sex with Rasputin, her orgasm was so intense that she passed out afterwards.
I'm going to decline to comment on that.
Okay. Thank you. And so, yeah, so he was assassinated in 1916, and like most of the Russian monarch and monarch adjacent people of that time, there was a lot of controversy about the death itself, but it's assumed that he was assassinated and it was most likely poison.
I read something that said that it took poison, shooting, drowning.
Yeah, there's like a lot of different evidence for his body. And like his body was super mutilated, which is another reason why the penis kind of got away from us.
He didn't want to die.
Yeah, there was like a lot of things that happened to him, which caused in his mutilation, which also caused in supposedly his penis
was removed.
Removing and starting its very own solo career.
It said, I am leaving the group and I'm going solo. I have been carrying this group. My back is killing me from carrying this group on my back. And I am leaving to pursue my own artistic projects.
Mm-hmm. So,
that's what his dick said.
That's exactly what his dick said. So, there is a little bit of confusion about what happened in the early years. But their Atlas Obscura credited a maid for finding his mutilated body and then hiding away the penis. And then eventually, it ended up in the 20s, 1920s, obviously. I don't know why I clarified that. We're only in 2020.
I mean, weird shit has happened this year.
Amen.
100-year-old
penis.
Just penis. Tears.
A penis. Mm-hmm. And then in the 1920s, a bunch of Russian women who had emigrated to Paris claimed to have found it, and they were treating it with honor.
Okay. I'm scared as to what you mean by that.
They basically started a cult around this man's penis, and they were keeping it in an icebox.
Okay.
Right? And then whenever someone needed help with fertility, they would remove a piece of the penis and consume it. So they were eating Rasputin's penis.
Now, and this is how long after he's been dead?
It was in the 20s, so at least 4 years.
Man, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
So, you know, there are people who say that this wasn't his real dick, but the thought that they would do that, thinking that it was.
Also, even if it isn't, that's still really upsetting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So Rasputin's daughter, Marie, that's my middle name, everyone.
Oh, wow.
She eventually heard about the cult, and supposedly she took it away from them. And now, actually, Marie was a really interesting person. I, like, didn't get that much into it, but she, like, trained tigers and, like, was in, like, the circus and stuff.
I heard she wrote a very interesting book.
Yes. She, like, wrote books. It was crazy. She's a crazy person. Might do a what the heck on her, because I didn't know that Rasputin had a daughter that was so cool. But
in this
story, she is simply a holder of the penis, which is very unfortunate. Marie obviously didn't want everyone to have her father's penis and spread it around the world. So for a while...
Which is interesting, because if I found out that was happening, I would just say, I'm gonna pretend I don't see it because I don't want to get involved.
Yeah, I would not approach it.
I would say I'm pretending this isn't happening. Mm-hmm. Don't text.
Don't text. Don't
call. I don't want to know.
No.
I'm just gonna let y'all do whatever the hell mm-hmm. because I don't want to be involved.
So there was no news about the penis for a while. In 1994, someone said that they found it.
Oh dear.
They found it apparently in a storage locker beside some of the manuscripts and journals that Marie had written. So that's why they claimed it was that. However, later, tests showed that it wasn't a penis and it was in fact a shriveled up sea cucumber.
Oh no. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Are we recording now?
We're actually recording now.
Okay.
Oh my god.
You know, it works out because I realized we skipped ahead of ourselves because you didn't mention the fact that
we did
later on.
Yeah.
Apparently, the real penis was found.
Yes. So,
allegedly.
Just to catch everyone up, our recording device ran out of battery and we didn't realize. And then I tried to record again and I realized that I had not pressed the button properly. But
it's all good.
It's okay. Because we actually didn't talk that much.
And our energy is way up.
Our energy is, like,
amazing.
Vibing. So, yeah, I left y'all off about the sea cucumber. So, yeah, so since the sea cucumber was found in America, I don't think I specified that earlier, the sea cucumber was found and claimed in America.
In the 1920s, right?
No, that was in 1994.
94, gotcha.
Yes. The 1920s was what was the weird cult that was eating it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So then, in a time that I could not find for some reason, the penis showed up on display at the Museum of Russian Erotica in St. Petersburg. The curator of the museum, Igor Nyazak, I did that one so good that time.
We're getting better.
He is the curator and owner of the museum, and while he has said that the penis is not the sea cucumber, he has specified that, he has not specified any other details about how he came across and obtained said schlong. But that he did clarify that he is 99% sure that it is real.
That is interesting to me, because you didn't mention our first time around that he's not wanting to reveal how he came into possession of Le Schlong.
He's not been very clear about that. And,
it's like, what did he have to do to get this Schlong?
Who did he bribe? You know, like, what happened? I don't know.
To get it in the Museum of Russian Erotica, which sounds honestly like a genuinely interesting time.
Yes, although if you look it up, you were saying when we were looking at the photos of the schlong itself, that it looked a little kitschy, a little like, the museum looks very, tourist trappy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't bode well for the legitimacy of the penis.
That's a bummer.
But the thing is, the mystical powers are still in place. So I think that it might be the real one.
I don't know if we cut off before you were saying, what happens when people go to visit it.
Yes, that's what I'm getting to now. You know, there's skeptics out there, but these mystical properties that, you know, it was well known for in the 20s with that weird cult, those still exist.
Oh.
And so some say that just gazing upon the penis, which is pickled in the jar and surrounded by photos of Rasputin, you can cure your impotence and improve your fertility.
Wow.
So, gaze at the foot-long schlong, and you're set. And that is the story of Rasputin's pickled penis. And that's pretty much all the information that there is out there.
Thank you for telling me about. I learned a lot today.
Yes. So that is the pickled penis. But I knew this would be a little short. So I thought...
I don't think it was very short from that picture.
Ooh, I mean, like, that was a foot long, baby.
That's a little overwhelming.
It kind of reminds me... Or not reminds me. It's got me thinking, like, that poor girl who passed out, perhaps it was just because she was overwhelmed.
Maybe. But what interests me is every time I read about Rasputin, which is kind of often because I just stop believing that any of this shit could have possibly taken place. And then I'm like, I gotta revisit this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says that in addition to being, you know, super packing and pulling hose left and right, he did not smell good.
Ooh.
That's what I keep reading everywhere, is that he didn't like to bathe, and he did not smell very good, and, you know, he had that big beard, and he didn't really keep the beard groomed, so sometimes he would just have hunks of food in it. I read that he did not smell very good, but, which is interesting because he managed to just have so much game for somebody who looked kind of scary. So, I don't know. Charisma goes a long way, man.
It really does.
Charisma and a magical pheromones. And a magical schlong.
Yep. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Dating
advice.
So, since the story about Rasputin's
schlong,
I'm liking saying that right now, was kind of short and didn't have too much, I wanted to go into at least one other, I think that's all I'm going to have time for, story of another preserved
body part.
That is the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
No problem.
And so I wanted to quickly tell you about how Albert Einstein's brain was stolen from him.
Oh, I've heard the story.
Yeah. So,
and I hate it.
It really sucks, but there's actually some conflicting information out there. So I got this information all from Wikipedia because I'm not gonna lie, I did this research for this part last minute. So obviously Einstein was a super genius, and he gave us a lot of things like that E equals something else.
E equals MC squared.
Yep, and other things that my brain cannot comprehend or connect with on any level. So when Einstein died in 1955, which, side note, I always think of him being so much earlier than that.
Yeah, it's really bizarre when you remember that he was from pretty recent history.
It's crazy. It's actually crazy. Like, he was alive during the World Wars.
He was alive. Didn't he help develop the atomic bomb in World War II?
It really wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I believe he did, which is an interesting invention, even though it came with a huge cost.
Other
than that, he was great.
Other than that. So Einstein died in 1955, and an autopsy was performed by a man named Thomas Harvey. Now, according to several different sources that were credited on Wikipedia, Einstein did not want his body studied because he didn't think that, he thought that it would be worshipped, and he didn't think that they would get that much out of it, and that everyone was just naturally capable of doing what he was able to do. But without permission from Einstein, Harvey ended up removing the brain during the autopsy just a few hours after Einstein had died. So later on, according to Einstein's son, they actually did give permission for the brain to be removed, the family did, but only if it was going to be used for studies by super highly credited scientific journals. But either way, Einstein didn't want his brain removed, so that was very disrespectful.
Especially not by this weirdo.
Yeah, this weirdo, because what ends up happening is Harvey takes the brain to the University of Pennsylvania, where it was dissected. It was dissected into a lot of pieces, lots of different little pieces. He ended up giving some of the pieces to some pathologists, and then he kept some for himself. So even if the family did say it was okay, take it out, they're not following the parameters set, so
they essentially took souvenirs.
Yes, they took souvenirs, exactly. It was sort of like an underground thing. Things were passed around between scientists, being studied and used for different things, but it wasn't until 1978 that the brain was actually rediscovered by the public, and we all became aware of it, which is really crazy that this was kind of happening underground and, like,
people passing a brain around.
Yeah, and, like, different tiny little pieces of the brain. It's crazy, because, like, the photos that are available of the pieces of the brain that we still have, it's like they're little sheer slices. Hundreds of these little pieces of brain are just floating around.
Kind of like what mount slides of the brain?
Yes, yes, yes. Little slides. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, studying those. Anyways.
So, which is weird, because you would think you would need the whole brain in one place by people who know how to do it.
Yeah, to actually, like, garner any actual studies.
Findings.
Findings, that's the word. See, I'm not a science person, and here I am talking about Einstein. Anyways.
It's okay, you're doing fine.
Thanks. This is also just a very brief overview, just to round out that episode, so I'm okay with that. There were a lot of different things that his brain was, like, studied and used for, but I didn't write much of them down because I didn't comprehend it. So, like I said, in 1978, it was rediscovered, and it had actually been preserved in alcohol for 20 years.
Yeah.
And it was in a couple of jars in a box in Harvey's house, which is just weird. I don't like that. So, in 2010, actually, that was when Harvey's heirs ended up transferring all of the stuff about the remains of Einstein's brain. So, all of the actual physical parts of the brain, and then also 14 photographs of the whole brain, which is now in fragments, which had never before been revealed to the public.
Oh, wow.
So, there were all these photographs that, like, we had never had access to because this guy just wanted them for himself for whatever weird methods he had. So, yeah, so those things are now in possession by the National Museum of Health and Medicine. And then, more recently, 46 of those small little slide portions of the brain were found by the Mütter Museum. Mütter?
Mütter?
Mütter. There's two little dots over the U. So
Mütter.
Mütter.
That's called an umlaut, fun fact.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, it was found by that museum in Philadelphia, and in 2013, these went on exhibit in the museum's permanent galleries. So, Einstein's brain was stolen from him, and it was kind of hoarded by this weird man, but now it's being used for science. And I like to imagine that in the end, Einstein is okay with that. And that is the story, the brief story, a brief overview.
Imagine having the audacity.
Einstein's brain.
Imagine having the audacity.
Imagine. Also, I wonder if there was, like...
You said imagine.
You're like, oh god, I have to, like, do this autopsy for the smartest man ever, and I'm just gonna steal his brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it kind of makes me wonder if there was, like, some other behind-the-scenes stuff. Actually, I bet there's, like, a whole conspiracy out there about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because... Like, I'm sure I'm not the first one to think about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, preserved body parts are weird.
Yes. You know, we always have... We've started having a moral to the story every time we tell one of these stories. And
I
think it's very simple this time. If somebody... Honor dead people's wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it has to do with not stealing their body parts.
Yeah.
And using them for weird cult shit.
Yeah.
Or weird... quack science.
Yeah, don't do sketchy science on geniuses' brains. Don't eat preserved penises.
And don't worship preserved penises. You're better than that. You don't have to worship a dick.
You don't, girl. You deserve so much more.
Sis, get out of the campus walk pool and stop worshiping Rasputin's penis.
Wait, why was Rasputin was the OG Chad?
Oh my god, he was! He had a whole cult. Every night, the Chads of the world prayed Rasputin.
And that's what they... That's if you ever hear of a Chad going to Russia, it's because they want to go look at his penis and have their impotence cured.
Oh no, that sounds fucking gay. Fellas, is it gay to look at Rasputin's penis to get your impotence cured?
That's something to consider.
Fellas.
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 Right, we ready for our heck yes?
Our heck yes? Sure.
You go first.
What's coming up next? Wow. Yeah, you already kind of covered my heck yeah.
I'm sorry, I stole it.
It is Kai's birthday. Yeah, so it's not necessarily his actual birthday, but it is the first day that we found him out in the warehouse behind my house with his mom and sister.
Aww.
They were so tiny. Oh my gosh. He was like the size of his own head now.
Aww.
A little nugget. Oh my gosh, baby.
Wait, did you end up keeping his sister?
Yeah, his sister, she still lives at my dad's house.
Yeah.
She's my cat too, but she likes the outdoors. She's a very outdoor cat. So I didn't want to take her away from that.
And that's funny because Kai is not an outdoor cat.
He is not an outdoor cat. Yeah. And then his mom too. So his sister is Jamie. So happy birthday to Jamie too. Sorry, Jamie, didn't mention you, but happy birthday, Jamie. And then his mom is Mara, and aww, she is a beautiful little girl too. Love them all. Love cats. That's my heck yeah.
Yeah.
Laura.
All right. Well, this isn't a super personal heck yeah, but I found out that my favorite podcast of all time, the podcast that really got me into podcasts, Welcome to Night Vale, is doing a virtual live show in like 2 days.
That's nice. And that's cool.
I remember I really wanted to go see them, one of their live shows, because I've heard that they're really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the plague hit, which mm-hmm. is really sad, because the tour that they were supposed to do was supposed to be the last live tour where Cecil Baldwin, who is the main narrator, who plays the main character Cecil and has the most velvety smooth voice, was going to be on the live tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I really love that show. It really makes me happy. And it's just a really good example of a very well-done fiction podcast that mm-hmm. also has a very diverse cast. And they really champion, like, if this character is queer or disabled or a person of color, they should mm-hmm. be played by a voice actor who represents that group. So.
Yes, yes.
Basically, my heck yeah is, I really like Night Vale. And they're doing a live show on the internet, and I'm probably gonna watch it.
That's very exciting.
Or not. I don't really know. I might forget.
I mean, you could just, like, watch it later.
I could. It's gonna be up on the internet.
Later live show.
It's also a pay what you can, so if you're interested, if you like Welcome to Night Vale, check it out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is it outro time?
I believe it is outro time.
Am I doing
it? It's your job.
Oh, man, it's my job.
My voice hurts.
Thank you for listening to
What the heck?
Strange, Spooky, and Confusing Tales. If you like what you heard, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at WhatTheHeckCast, as in podcast. Listen to our new episodes every Wednesday and tell all your friends about our show. You can find us on Spotify, Pocket Casts, Breaker, Radio Public, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and rate us if you liked what you heard.
Thank you for all the support, and we love you guys.
Stay safe.
Be kind.
To yourself and others.
And wear a mask.
Wash your hands.
Bye.
Goodbye.